Chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these were lying a great multitude of the sick, blind, lame, and those with shriveled limbs, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel of the Lord used to come down at certain times into the pool, and the water was troubled. And the first to go down into the pool after the troubling of the water was cured of whatever infirmity he had. Now a certain man was there who had been 38 years under his infirmity. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been in this state a long time, he said to him, "Dost thou want to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred, for while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up thy pallet, and walk." And at once the man was cured, and he took up his pallet and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, thou art not allowed to take up thy pallet." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up thy pallet and walk.'" They asked him then, "Who was the man who said to thee, 'Take up thy pallet and walk'?" But the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had quietly gone away, since there was a crowd in the place. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, thou art cured. Sin no more, lest something worse befall thee." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this is why the Jews kept persecuting Jesus, because he did such things on the Sabbath. Jesus, however, answered them, "My Father works even until now, and I work." This then is why the Jews were the more anxious to put him to death, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. In answer, therefore, Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever he does, this the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all that he himself does. And greater works than these he will show him, that you may wonder. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he will. For neither does the Father judge any man, but all judgment he has given to the Son, that all men may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has life everlasting, and does not come to judgment, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is here, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, even so he has given to the Son also to have life in himself. And he has granted him power to render judgment, because he is Son of Man. Do not wonder at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they who have done good shall come forth unto resurrection of life, but they who have done evil unto resurrection of judgment. Of myself I can do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I bear witness concerning myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness concerning me, and I know that the witness that he bears concerning me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. I, however, do not receive the witness of man, but I say these things, that you may be saved. He was the lamp, burning and shining, and you desire to rejoice for a while in his light. The witness, however, that I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, these very works that I do, bear witness to me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who has sent me has borne witness to me. But you have never heard his voice or seen his face. And you have not his word abiding in you, since you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures, because in them you think that you have life everlasting. And it is they that bear witness to me. Yet you are not willing to come to me, that you may have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know that you have not the love of God in you. I have come in the name of my Father, and you do not receive me. If another come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory which is from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me also, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?